Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, this ain't on. No wonder.
Everybody, what's going on out there? This is Donnie G's Words of Wisdom with tonight's guest will be Steve Hart Russell, lead singer from that group Truth. That's right, they'll be in the house tonight. Also, Cooking with Nicole, and along with me, Franklin Donnie G. We have a lot of good songs and music for you and yours tonight. Hey, tonight's show is being brought to you by a single mother's guide to raising black boys, available on Amazon.com. BarnesandNoble.com and Atlebus.com. Oh, man, I had a chance to check out Nyla's Fat Thighs Cupcakes. That's right, Nyla's Fat Thighs Cupcakes. Look up the website. Oh, man, they were at the LAPD Celebrity Golf Tournament at the Rose Bowl today. You better check them out. If you want some more information, inbox me on Facebook, and we'll get that information out to you next week. Let's, Lila, I take it back. What is, next week we're going to have a great show, I'm telling you right now. Lily McLeod, that's right, Lily McLeod from the X Factor will be here. Hey, what's going out there in Victorville? I see some of my Victorvillians, those mean people out there, hostile folks, as Miss Minerva calls them. On the line out there, Captain Lewis, hey, what's going on? Sydney, what's happening? Oh, my people in Inglewood up to no good. Comedy Watch, Los Angeles, Pomona, Claremont, Monrovia, DeWardy, Pasadena, Altadena, Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, Chicago, Japan, France, New England, what's going on? Well, before we go into that, we're going to get into this. Check it out. This of the Spinners.
Mess around with your man. It's a shame.
way you play with my emotions. It's a shame the way you mess around with the man. You're like a child at play on a sunny day. First you play with her and then you throw it away.
If you treat me like you do, let's see who we got right here. Caller from the 760. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hello, Daddy. This is me, Kathy Lewis.
Kathy Lewis, how are you doing this evening?
Hi, how you doing tonight?
Oh, hold on just a minute. What was that you said? I had to go to the kitchen.
No, did you say something? You're so funny. I just called to say hello.
Hey,
looking forward to listening to your show tonight. Okay, because
okay.
I know it's going to be a great show. Okay?
It's going to be a fantastic
show. So I'm hoping everyone
show.
Tunes in.
Well, let me tell you
I'm hoping everyone tunes in because it's going to be a wonderful show, and I know that.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Tell everybody that you know. But listen.
Tell a friend. Tell a kid.
Miss Minerva.
Okay.
Miss Minerva.
Okay, every weekend. Miss Minerva, if you're out there, I'm going to check you out again when you come back on the show.
Well, let me tell you what she's trying to do.
Oh, Jennifer?
She is trying to take Jennifer into the dark side.
I don't know about that one.
I don't think it's going to happen. I'm going to take Jennifer into the light with me.
Okay. Because I think she's going to flip a script on Jennifer. And it's going to blow up.
Well, Jennifer is tripping. But anyway, keep on listening.
I sure will.
All right. You, Scott, here ain't no such thing as a man. I got sound. You have understood the riddles of the ages. Yes, and you have understood the universal mind. You have placed your footprints on the everlasting sands of time. Yeah, so tell me why can't you understand that there ain't no such thing as a Superman? Corner
All right, Carla, from the 760, what's your name? Where you come
from? Hello?
Yes, yeah, Sydney, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Daddy?
All right, well, let me tell you something, man. Ms. Minerva has got a crush on you.
What'd you say?
Ms. Minerva has a crush on you.
On who?
You. She wants to meet you, brother.
Yeah, imagine that. Imagine that.
Imagine that.
I'm really listening to the show. I know you have a good show.
Okay, man, stay on time. We got a Steve Hart from Sheep coming on in about 10 minutes.
Okay. All right,
brother.
I'll be listening.
Thank you very much.
All right.
All right. There's no such thing as a Superman. It sounds like Gil Scott Heron and Brian Jackson Band. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about ready for our guest. Please come on in here right now. Ladies and gentlemen, from that group, Troop, lead singer, this is Steve Hart. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
How you doing?
All right, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yes, man. Well, you know, last time, we had a little technical difficulties. I think I had John on, and little technical difficulties, but we are glad that you are here this evening, brother.
Okay, well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Now, let me ask you a couple of questions here. You know, I'm a teacher here in Pasadena, California. I teach at PHS. Did you go to high school in Pasadena?
Yes, I graduated in 88 from PHS.
Oh, okay. You was a bulldog, huh?
Oh, yeah. I went to John Muir. I went to John Muir in the 10th grade, so I'm a little of both.
Okay, so you know what it's like to sit on one side of the turkey tussle and sit on the other side for the turkey tussle, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, listen, I understand that you have a solo piece of work out. Is that true?
Say it one more time. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Okay. You have a solo album out?
Yes, I have a solo album out. It's called So Random. It's on iTunes under Steve Russell. It's my first solo project, my first effort. Yes, I do, sir.
Okay. And it's on iTunes, huh?
Yes, it's on iTunes. I just dropped my new single. It's called Shelter, and I recently found my deceased father's family, and I found out after 40 years that my last name is actually Hart. So my new single, Shelter, is on iTunes under Stephen Hart, under my father's last name, and that's available as well.
Okay. Now, you know that the Delphonics' last name is Hart. Any relation?
Yeah, I just saw they're unsung, and I found that out. You know, I'm really not sure. It's possible. We can't all come from too many different places, you know.
That's right. I'm going to have Wilbert Hart, one of the brothers from Delphonics, on the show real soon, and I'll get into that conversation with him. But anyway,
wow.
Let's listen to one.
Well, tell, when he comes, make sure you tell him I love him.
I definitely will do that, my brother. Well, let's listen to this one cut here, and then you tell me a little bit about it after we listen to it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Steve Hart, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. There'll be no crying tonight. Coming in, I'm gonna make you feel better. would be your shelter, your shelter. And if I had the chance to make it right, you would love again. Girl, come inside, keep you warm, keep you safe all through the night. If it was up to me, you would be alright. If it was up to me, everything would be fine. I would be your shelter, I would be your shelter, your shelter.
Here we go with the sounds of Steve Hart and Shelter. And before we get into this, Steve, I want to give a big shout out to Kevin Gray to put this thing together out there in Boston.
Right on, oh, Kevin. Yeah. Big shout out to my bro, Kev.
Right on, right on. So tell us a little bit about Shelter.
Well, Shelter is my modern-day version of chivalry. Comfort to ladies and women that need comfort in and want to know that they still have a male support system at hand. That's really what it's about, you know, just to show her how to stand.
And, you know, women need to hear that. Women need to know that, man. Did you write or produce have anything to do with that, this song?
Yes, I wrote and produced it.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's just me, you know, me staying true to the people who blessed me with great music like Lionel Richie and Michael Jackson, Charlie Wilson, Howard Hewitt. It's just me doing my part, you know, and staying true to the great music I was exposed to.
Right. Now, if there was any one individual that really influence you, who might that be? If it was one or two, who put you out there, man?
Michael Jackson was my main inspiration to want to perform and be in the music business. And from there, Babyface was another. My big bro, rest in peace, Gerald Levert, was a big giant influence. The other lead singer of the group that I'm a part of called Troop, Alan McNeil, he was a big influence in my life as a writer and as a singer as well. Booker was a major influence. So I had several people that created me.
Yes. You were like a gumbo. You got all of these delicious pieces put in the pot, stir it up, and come out with Stephen Hart.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but you know, when you said Chucky Booker, man, you know, hey, that brother was on it too, you know.
Yeah, Chucky's bad, man.
Yes, that indeed. Dude, and not getting the props it would do him, you know.
I was going to say, it's like that sometimes, you know. I can name so many people that didn't get that, but then on the behind the scenes he did get it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know, as a writer producer, you know, he's been a musical director for Janet, Tina Turner, Lionel Richie. So it's like he's made a gazillion dollars doing what he loves most, and that's staying away from politics and just playing great music.
Oh, okay. See, now I didn't know that part. Thank you.
Yeah.
A lot of my listeners might not have known that either. But thank you on that one. Well, listen, how long have you been singing?
Professionally? I got my record deal Tuesday, June 2nd, 1986.
Ooh.
So I've been singing professionally since that date.
My. I'm not going to ask you how old you were at the time.
You said how old I am?
How old were you
40.
At the time you got your... Go ahead.
I was 16 going on 17 when we signed with Atlantic.
Oh, and then that was with the group True?
Yes.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. New Jack City.
Yes.
You guys got a little party in there, sitting up standing on the corner doing some doo-wop, right?
Yes.
How did that come about?
Well, we were at the top of the charts at the time. We had a number one record at the time called Spread My Wings. And the director of the movie, the producer of the movie, actually was in love with the song, and he liked the group. He liked the way we performed and stuff, and they came and sought us out. They asked if we wanted to be a part of it, and we said, of course we do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so now Troop has been together, and they've had a lot of great hits. And I understand you got some new stuff coming out.
Yeah, we do. We just released two brand new compilation albums with one new song per compilation. The first one is Troop, the B-side. That's on iTunes right now. You can go and pick that up and hear new music from Troop. We just released Troop, the Slow Song, and we have an amazing new record on that. Compilation as well, and that's on iTunes as well. So it's Troop B-Side and Troop the Slow Songs that's available right now, new Troop music. So we're just getting the ball rolling, and we're working on the new album called The Return, which will be released this summer as well.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you, you know, I'm going to put anything that's coming from Troop is going to be in my rotation. Anything from Steve Hart is in my rotation. I'm heard around the world.
I love that.
Yes. So, you know, you brothers, and you know, and it's a trip because there was no hesitation. You know, I guess Kevin gave you a call, and it was like, boom, yeah, sure, let's do it. You know, and I appreciate that, you know?
Yeah,
and,
I'm like, if we don't stay together, we don't have nothing.
No.
And people don't realize that. It's the oneness that we create together is where the magic is.
Exactly, exactly. Well, listen, I'm going to get into, I believe this is from the B-side. And after we play this, I feel you, fellow friend.
So lonely, a happy house is not a home anymore. But who's to blame for such a sad affair? But
Alan,
I didn't even get to say that I love you. A natural love is so hard to find. Thank you.
featuring, and tell us a little bit about that song.
That song is that's featuring some more people that inspired me tremendously, the Whispers. That's a troupe featuring the Whispers right there, man. Scotty, Walter, the rest of the guys, yeah.
How did you guys collaborate? How did you get to collaborate with the Whispers, the great Whispers?
The Whispers actually gave me my first production. I got my first gold album as a producer and a writer on the Whispers, More of the Night album. So I've had a relationship with them since then. And when we were working on the third album, I had this song. I had lost my grandmother, and I never really wrote a song and dedicated it to her. So that after I wrote that song, they just came to mind. You know, it just comes from the air. You know how God works, man. And I called Walt and asked would they, you know, they don't have to sing on it a lot, but would you just put your presence, put your magic on it? And they said, of course. And that's how it happened.
Okay. Well, listen, Steve, now from what you're just telling me, you're already like deep in the business. You're a producer, writer. What all do you do?
I'm a singer, songwriter, producer, arranger, vocal arranger, and biblical scholar.
Biblical scholar. God bless you, brother. God bless you. What are some of the acts? Who are some of the acts that you've worked with, that you produced for?
Okay. I got my first big break on a group called Jersey Avenue with a song called I Wonder Why. It wasn't a major hit, but from there, that led me to B2K, and I had two big hits on B2K, Got to Be and Why I Love You. I went from there to Tyrese, Chris Brown, No Air with Jordan Sparks, Charlie Wilson, Just Can't Live Without You, Homeless, Ruben Studdard, Fantasia. I did a record on Fantasia and Aretha Franklin, a duet called Put You Up on Game. Marcus Houston. I wrote the Put You Up on Game record, yeah. And, you know, I have placements on Shark Tale, Shrek 3, Panda, Kung Fu Panda, Dreamgirls. I have a little cameo in Dreamgirls as well. You know, just try to stay busy, man. You know, when I chose this as a career, I had, you know, I said this would be what I really put my focus on, so that's what I've tried to do.
Yes, indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, did you hear what this man is saying? You know, it's more than just the glory, the glamour that you see on TV. It's hard work. But
yeah,
when you get into this field, you got to be able to get into a whole lot of things. And like you said, when you decided to make that your career, you really did make this for your career.
Yeah,
man. I had no idea that you were into so many different projects, man, and you know, big time projects. So, can you loan me a dollar?
Yeah, sure. As long as you play those records and make, as long as you make me relevant, I'll make you relevant.
You know, they used to call that payola back in the day.
Exactly. They sure did, man. I think they call it gifts now.
Yeah, it's gifts, man, you know. But the only gifts I want to receive is the gifts from God, you know. I know that's right.
And we get that daily.
Daily, brother. And right now, this is a gift from God that he's given both of us right now.
No question.
And I want to praise him and thank him for this.
Yes.
Okay, but listen now. I was going to play a little This Is Your Life with you tonight. One of my neighbors took me, I was told him who was on the group on the show tonight. He said, "Oh, man, I've been knowing that brother. We grew up in Altadena together. I got a picture of him on my wall inside, but I lost track of him." I said, "Well, why don't you call in?" I gave him the number, and that's just through a This Is Your Life surprise him. But what he did was he called my cell phone. Now, let me tell you, do you have any idea who this brother is? He said he'd been knowing you since you were little kids.
You know, that's hard to say. You know, I grew up in Pasadena. I know so many people, man.
Right. Do you know Cahill?
Did you say Cahill?
Yes.
Oh, man. Heck yeah.
That's what he said.
Oh, man. You're talking about way back. That's like my family right there.
Yeah, man. I can look out my window right now. Yeah, well, it's dark now, but I can look out my window and I see him downstairs. You know, we're over here in South Pasadena. And,
okay.
Yeah, but he's like, "Man, I know Steve Russell." I said, "Wait a minute, why I got Steve Hart on the show?" So,
hey, Cahill and his brother are the reasons that I'm into pigeons, man. They got me into pigeons.
Oh, you guys had a pigeon coop?
Oh, yeah, I do it professionally now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I breed and compete with roller pigeons professionally, bro, because of them.
Oh.
Their brother Jay had pigeons. That's the first time I saw rollers, and that blew me away, man. That's so funny.
Yeah, rollers, tumblers, you know, featherfoots. We used to raise them in Los Angeles back in the day, too. But, you know, the problem was, people used to raid cages back when I was coming up.
Yeah, we did it when we were kids, man.
Yeah, raiding cages. Well, listen, man, I wanna play another song. Let me see here. Let's play this one right here, Unfriendly. Let's get into this, ladies and gentlemen. Is this from the B-side?
No, this is Unfriendly, I believe it's from the slow song.
Okay, well, let's get into that.
I see you running, all your bags are in the car. I'm begging you to stay right where you are. Give me a chance, baby, don't say no, 'cause I need you here. Say you wanna get ghost, but I can't let you go. Baby, don't wash your hands, leave me cold. It ain't nothing to say. You ain't gotta go. I know that you give a damn. kinda shady in the past.
In the past.
You be acting like you don't like me at all. Give us a chance, baby, don't say no.
No.
I need you here. You say you wanna be close, but you can't let it go. Baby, I'm still your man, don't leave me in the cold. I don't know what to say, but you ain't gotta go.
Untrinity by Troop. We have, ladies and gentlemen, Steve Hart. Steve Hart Russell here on the radio. Radio show. Hey, Steve, I think you got a caller here. Let's see who this is. Caller, your name and where you calling from?
Hey, what's up? This is Kevin from Boston, man. How's everything? What's up, Steve?
What's up, Big Kev?
Hey, man, everything is good, brother. I'm enjoying you, listening to your interview and everything, giving us the history and the stuff about Troop and yourself, man. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks.
Glad you come on, man, do your thing, brother.
Thanks for hooking it all up, man. I appreciate you all the time.
Man, all the time, man. You got it, man. Hey, man, what's coming up with y'all? Y'all have something for Troop, man, coming out on Unsung sometime soon?
Yeah, Unsung is our Unsung episode is going to premiere mid-June, July. And that's going to be a really, really exciting episode right there, man. Everybody's got to tune into that. It's going to be really nice.
That's Unsung. You guys will be on Unsung, right? TV1.
Yeah, and we were scheduled for Arsenio, but, you know, they've just recently canceled Arsenio, so we won't be able to do that. But the Unsung episode is going to be pretty big.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to put the shout-out about
that.
Me either. Me either. Kevin.
Yeah, what's up, brother?
Man, I just say, man, I love you for what you do, what you do, what you do.
Man, anytime, man, anytime. Well, you got some radio blogs like you, man, you know, just keeping them alive, you know what I'm saying, let the fans and everybody know. You know, what's going down and stuff with these troops, you know, three and everything, man.
Oh, yeah.
The young generations, man.
Oh, yeah.
As we should. All right, then, brother. We're going to be wrapping this up.
Good talking to you,
Kev. All
right, brother.
Stay on the line, Kev.
I'll talk to you
stay
soon,
on
bro.
The line, Kev.
All right. All right.
Stay on the line. Steve.
Yes, sir.
Before we go, there was a song that I talked to John about that. You guys saying that the Jacksons had previously done before?
Yes.
And that was?
All I do is think of you.
Well, I'm going to tell you, that's right. Now, when you told me that, I went back to YouTube. I listened to the Jacksons version. And then I listened to your, well, I already heard your version. And, you know, straight up, I ain't trying to brown nose. She put a whooping on the ass on that one. You put a whole new flavor on it.
Wow. Well, I mean, to us, their version was so good until we had to try to make it our own in some way, which you know, we didn't, it wasn't an effort to try to outdo it. You know, I was, honestly, for me, I just wanted to match the energy that I felt, the way that they performed it. I just wanted to match that energy, you know. And it's the same thing on my new solo album. I redid Rock With You. It's the same thing. You just try to channel that energy and hope that it comes out and the fans appreciate it. But thank you for the compliment.
When you ask anybody, when they say spread my wings, you know, that's going to truth. That's a truth song. You know?
Oh, yeah.
But, straight up. But, okay, it's been fun. We got to run, but before we run, where can my fans get a hold of all this fantastic music?
I'm going to give you everything. You can contact me on social media. You can follow me on Twitter at Stephen Russell. That's Steve Russell, R-U-S-E-L. On Instagram, on Facebook is Stephen Russell Hart. And on iTunes or Amazon, any download store, you can get the So Random album, Steve Russell So Random. Stephen Hart Shelter is on iTunes. Troop the B-Side on iTunes. Troop the Slow Songs is on iTunes. And my next album, The Wedding Singer, will be available in 15 days exactly. So I want everybody to support Real R&B and go pick up The Wedding Singer by Stephen Russell Hart. Support it, support it, support it. And that's it, man. There's a lot of music out there, you know.
Yeah. And for anybody out there that missed any of that, all you got to do is inbox me on Facebook or, you know, call me up. You know how to contact me. And I'll plug you right in. And now, before we go, Kevin.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to say one thing to Steve, man. I want to congratulate you, man, for your y'all got something coming up in June 23rd in L.A. Y'all getting an award or something for all your music stuff y'all did over the years. But no, y'all need to go out there and check them out, you know, say support it and stuff, man. You catch them on Facebook. You know, they got posted up on it. You, Steve, you tell us about it, man. You know.
Yeah, tell us about
Well, honestly, I don't know that much about it because it was supposed to be. It was a surprise for me when we were even included in that. I just know that they're just recognizing West Coast legends, people who've been around and made a mark from the West Coast. They're going to be giving us some sort of honor. That's as much as I know about it thus far.
Okay. Well, congratulations, man. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. It's still amazing me that we're part of it. You know, I'm very thankful for that.
Yeah. You know, when that happens, I want to put that out there, too, for everybody to check out. And, Kevin, you know, you becoming quite a celebrity on my show yourself. How can people contact you?
All right, man.
I know that's
man,
right.
That's it, man. You know, I got good friends like Steve and other people, man, you know, say that's in the industry, man. You know, it's a blessing, man. I've been growing up listening to their music, you know, oldies and goodies back in the day since my mom, you know, introduced it to me on the turntables and stuff, listening to I was listening when I was a little younger and stuff, you know. Well, I appreciate all the good music and stuff until now, you know. I'm good friends, you know, glad to be good friends with people like that that's in the industry, you know. And I do what I do for them and stuff, man, show the love, you know.
Yeah.
Are you on Facebook?
Yes, I am. I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter. You can catch me. You know what it is.
And I wanted to say, for my bookings, you can book me at booking@MatthewEntertainment.com. MatthewEnt.com, I should say. Booking@MatthewEnt.com.
Say that one more time.
For bookings for Steve Russell, you can contact booking@MatthewEnt.com. And it will bless you with a wonderful show.
I bet you are, brother. Well, hey. Before we go, ladies and gentlemen, that's Steve Hart Russell from True. He's got some new music out, and he told you how to get a hold of it on iTunes. And they got the B-side from True. And if you want to get any more information, let me know. If I don't know it, I'm going to Kevin Gray. He'll know it. And brothers, God bless you both. Thank you for your time. And if there's anything I can do, Franklin Donnie D, let me know. You're in the rotation. All right?
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you,
Kev. Walking,
all right, brother. You take it easy every day, bro.
And if you're ever in Pasadena walking that Rose Bowl, I'm the brother with the dreadlocks, with the little brown guy.
I'll be looking for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for the interview with the fantastic man himself, Steve Hart Russell from True. He's looking out for where they're going to be coming to town near you real soon. Thank you, baby. And we're going to play some Spread Your Wings. The sounds of New Birth. This is your man, Franklin Donnie D. Mm-hmm. Donnie D. Not on air, not on air, not on air. Keep it on. Lock up video. Tell a friend, tell a kid, tune on in.
Possession, I would sit there from the garden to be mine.
Blog Talk Radio.
Here I am back, just to mess with you a little bit. Listen to this one right here. So we can't go.
Let me hear you make some Holy Ghost crazy noise right now. Let me hear. Come on. Come on, Zion. Clap those hands with me. Come on, come on. All God's people. Come on, come on, Mike. Come on. Here we go. Next.
Marcia, and it is time for words of inspiration. And tonight, I really don't have a guest, but I just want everyone to know that next week I will be back with Carol Musson to continue with his segment on some Bible study. So if anybody is interested in learning more about the Bible, please tune in. I usually come on at 9 p.m. And this evening, I just want to praise God and thank Him for all His blessings, for giving me some loving people in my life, my beautiful children, and, let's all pray for each other. You know, we all go through our trials and tribulations, whether it has to do with financial problems or emotional problems or health problems. So, I will be praying for you. Please pray for me because everybody needs prayer. And, God bless you. Good night. And please tune in next week to Donnie B's Words of Wisdom. And stay tuned. Oh, and please tune in tomorrow for Donnie B's Soul Sunday at 8 p.m. That's a very enjoyable show. It's all about the music and the fun, and you'll enjoy it. So God bless you, and good night.
Yes, that was beautiful, Marcia G. Yes, if anybody knows it, see, Marcia, you know she's quite a beautiful lady here. Let's see here. Okay, we got a caller from the 66421-8, but I don't go through the whole number. But I guess maybe they're just listening, so I won't put them on the air. If you want to say something, push the 1, and we'll be able to put you on in just a minute. But it looks like you're a Pasadena person. But anyway, we're going to move the group and take it to the back to another way of taking it. And like she said, don't forget tomorrow, 8 p.m., Donnie D. Soul Sunday. That's right. Well, you'll be hearing songs sort of like this one right here. Oh, the folks in the joke is short and long, baby.
I'm getting ready for the
sounds are short and long. The function at the junction. Matter of fact, the function at the junction will be Saturday, this Saturday coming up. I'm on the First Families at Frank G. Benelli Park, better known as Putting Stone. We'll be having the third annual picnic for all you old school people from the island, sent down the village, Petty Track, Ghost Town. What did I forget? Did I say the islands? That's my part of town. We'll be there from 10 to 6, I believe it is. Bring your food, bring your family, bring your little drink, and bring your manners. But we'll be looking forward to seeing you out there. I'll be doing some live interviews for the show Saturday. It's Saturday the 7th. That's right. Johnny Bean, where you at? Debbie Hinson, where you at? Anyway, Miriam, where you at? Okay. Listen, next week also after the show, we will have Lily McLeod from the X Factor being produced into by Jerry Cummings of Jerry Cummings and the Blue Notes, formerly Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. They will be here with us as we move into this right here, the sounds of earth, wind, and fire. Remember the children? That's right. Earth, wind, and fire. What about the children? Many love, LB, along with your man here, Donnie D. What's going on out there? Tonight's show is being brought to you by Single Mother's Guide to Raising Black Boys, available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and Sleepers.com. Pick up a copy. And if you're local, I'll sign it for you. That's right. Hey, also, we got a lot of things going on. You know, summertime's rolling up and through here now. We got concerts coming up. Matter of fact, last night, I just happened to go to the concert in the, okay, I always have trouble saying this word, Nokia Theater. That's right. We had former guests of the show, thanks to Kevin Gray, Force MDs. We had Color Me Bad, H-Town, Genuine, God, Tony. That's right. You go to my Facebook page, I put up a couple of clips, and Kevin Gray put up some clips. Fantastic show. And, you know, down in L.A. Live. So anybody that's listening from a different part of the country, different part of the world, come on into L.A. and talk to me, Franklin Donnie D. And in the summertime, we want you to just be real.
Come here, Mark. Please leave your message for 415-574-7953.
Good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving. Welcome to station WEFUNK, better known as We Funk, or deeper still, the Mothership Connection. Home of the extraterrestrial brothers, dealers of funky music, P-Funk, Uncut Funk, The Bomb.
Coming to you directly from the mothership, top of the chocolate Milky Way. 500,000 kilowatts of P-Funk power. So kick back, dig, while we do it to you in your eardrums. Oh, me, I'm known as Lollipop Man, alias the long-haired sucker. My motto is,
make mine the P-Funk. I want my funk uncut. Yeah, make my funk the P-Funk. I want to get funked up.
Now this is what I want y'all to do. If you got faults, defects, or shortcomings, you know, like arthritis, rheumatism, or migraines, whatever part of your body it is, I want you to lay it on your radio. Let the vibes flow through. Funk not only moves, it can remove. Dig. The desired effect is what you get when you improve your interplanetary functionship. The Lollipop Man. Chocolate-coated freaking habit form. Doing it to you in 3D. So groovy that I dig me. Once upon a time called now. Somebody say, is there funk after death? I say, it's 7-Up. Yeah. T-Funk. Yeah, I dig. Let me put my sunglasses on. That's the law around here. You got to wear your sunglasses so you can feel cool. Gangsta lean. Y'all should dig my sun rooftop. Well, all right. Hey, I was digging on y'all funk for a while. Sound like it got a 3 on it, though, to me. You know, I was down south and I heard some funk with some main ingredients like Doobie Brothers, Blue Magic, David Bowie. It was cool. But can you imagine Doobie in your funk? Ho! Oh, W-E-F-U-N-K. We funk.
Alright, we'll be back.
Home of the extraterrestrial brothers. Getting deep. Once upon a time called right now. Ain't it funky now?
Make mine the peace. Make my funk the peace.
Once again.
Snake. This is for all you ladies who think you real slick out there. OJ. Not that OJ, but Orange Juice Jones. Got something for you. Ain't got what the other OJ had. If you really did. Call me up at 646-595-3338. 646-595-3338.
Baby, how you doing? Come on in here. Got some hot chocolate on the stove waiting for you. But listen, first things first, let me hang up that coat. Yeah, how's your day today? Did you miss me? Oh, you did. Yeah, I missed you too. I missed you so much, I followed you today. That's right. Now close your mouth, because you cold busted. That's right, now sit down here. Sit down here, so upset with you, don't know what to do. And my first impulse was to run up on you and do a Rambo. Whip out the jammy and flat blast both of you. But I ain't want to mess up this $3,700 Lynx coat. So instead, I chill. That's right. Chill. Then I went to the bank. Took out every dime. And then I went and canceled all those credit cards. Yeah. All your charge counts. Yeah. I stuck you up every piece of jewelry I ever bought you. Yeah. That's right. Everything. Everything. Get fly with me. Nah, don't go looking in that closet. Cause you ain't got nothing in there. Everything you came here with is packed up and waiting for you in the guest room. That's right. What was you thinking about? Huh? What you trying to prove? Huh? This was a juice. You know, I gave you a silk suit, Gucci handbags, blue diamonds. I gave you things you couldn't even pronounce. Now I can't give you nothing but advice. Cause you still young. That's right, you're still young. I hope you learn a valuable lesson from all this. You know? I'm gonna find somebody like me one of these days. Until then, you know what you gotta do? You gotta get on out of here with that alley cat coat wearing, hush puppy shoe wearing, crumb cake I saw you with. Cause you dismissed. That's right. Silly rabbit tricks are made for kids, but you know that? You without me like cornflake without the milk.
My world, you're just a squirrel trying to get a nut. Now get on out here.
Seems like a cornflakes without the milk, baby. What good is that? You like the hamburger without the hamburger, baby. You can't get along without me. Give me a call at 646-595-3338 and tell me and win the big prize. Live in living color at the Pantages Theater in the beautiful Hollywood, California. Hey, matter of fact, have you all been listening to Miss Minerva? She's been tripping, I'm trying to tell you. And people from Victorville, Apple Valley, all them places out there. Hey, and the guy named Sidney, she wanted a crush on you, boy. But anyway, I think she's trying to take Jennifer into the cougar cage and make Jennifer a cougar chasing these young men. Now, Jennifer sounds like a sweet young lady, and I had a chance to talk to her after their last interview, but I'm going to take it straight to the light. She's going to follow Donnie D. Will she follow Donnie D, or will she follow Miss Minerva? Listen next week and find out for yourself. We'll tell you.
I'm an ever-rolling gear without a destination reel. An ever-spinning car, whirling around.
till I try. Oh, but what am I to do? My mind is in a whirlpool. Give me a little hope.
One small thing to please
you. You got me going in circles.
Oh, round and round I go.
You got me going in circles.
Oh,
timeless hope that never stops. Lord, but I feel that way. Oh, my soul is safe. Oh, but what am I to do? My mind is in a whirlpool.
Hey,
give me a little hope.
One small thing to cling to.
You got me going in circles.
You and I have differences.
Yes, right. Yes, right. It's true. The key of theater last night, I don't care, with all the different groups, Forest MDs came out and covered the show. Well, never the first one on. And I'm not just saying that because they've been on my show and will be back on my show. But listen to this. Here I go again. Marcia D's. Remember that? That's when I grabbed that left cheek. I mean, grab that thing. I mean, Hey, Chichi Mama, come here.
The way that I am with you. Go your way. I better not stay again. No, not again. Girl, you know I can't resist. No matter how much you insist that I should go.
sounds of the fantastic man. Of course, MD, here I go again. What a show last night. I must say it again. And we're going to get him back on the show again. Not on AM, not on FM, but not on XM either. The World Blog Talk Radio. Feel free to tell a kid to tune on in every weekend. And what you can do is just go to Blog Talk Radio. If you come on at 8 o'clock, go to live, scroll down, and see the Donnie B Show. If not, just go to Blog Talk Radio, search Donnie B's Words of Wisdom. If you miss the show, after I go off, I will place a You know what I'm talking about? I didn't say it clear. I mean, a link to tonight's show. And Kathy Lewis, where you at? Katrina, want to talk to you about that? Here we go with the song with the fire steps as they grew older. And this was called For Time. But I am, I'm getting it to you tonight. All right, that was the sound of the fantastic Yuna Passato. And that was the Stairs, Stairs, Five, Stairs, Stairs, Seven, Great National Beat from the Second Resurrection. Hey, Tanya Allen, what's going on out there, girl? Will we see you Saturday at Pomona's First Family's Third Annual One Love Picnic? I'm going to be walking around interviewing people for the show. So, Tanya, I'm going to interview you. Now, I just got to ask one question for everybody out there who's been listening. You know we got Miss Minerva, and she's trying to bring Jennifer into the darkness and make her a cougar. Now, you all know what a cougar is. One of them old ladies that are like them young boys, and you know, they probably like them for one reason. But let me see. I think I got Jennifer on the line. Jennifer, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing just great. Now, you know, it really breaks my heart to think that you are allowing Miss Minerva to pull you into the dark side of cougarism. Is that going to happen?
Well, I don't know what's wrong with what she's saying.
What's wrong with what she's saying? It's blasphemy. You need to listen to me, Jennifer. Follow me, Franklin Dynasty, and I will show you the way the love is supposed to be.
What?
Oh, now it's like what? Do I have to say it again? You didn't do that when Miss Minerva was on. Yeah, now you act like you don't understand me. I think Miss Minerva must got your mind, does she?
Well, I don't know what you're trying to tell me. What are you talking about?
Oh, well, I tell you what, after the show's off, I'm going to call you.
What?
What? What, you in the kitchen?
No, but it sounds like you are.
Yeah, I'm cooking up something good for you, baby. Because I don't want to lose your love, baby. Talk to you later. Jennifer, she's something else. You know, I think that Miss Minerva got her mind blown. Where did she get to? Johnny, you get to what she'll be in her life. Forget the young guys. She went old, very nice.
I can't believe that you won't let me. You got to say.
fantastic emotion. We got the Purdue style. I mean, she got his first win. If I hear Purdue back there on that bass, Hollywood. Oh, my people in Pomona, California, from the IE, would it be? If anybody knows this, the Mississippi Station.
KGFK in a double play.
Los Angeles, double.
Once again, congratulations to Vanessa Taylor over at 822 West 59th Street, LA. This morning at 7 a.m. Walked off with $68 in a Kegwell contest on the Bob Larry Mac Show. Why don't you tune in and turn on? Wrapping up a double with the number 9 song, Jackson 5, Family Effort, ABC. 434 is the KTSJ, Nancy, and Friends Time with Tracy.
FLY spells excitement, soul, and the now sound. Sly and the Family Stone, the biggest name in entertainment today, are coming to Southern California. Saturday evening, May 9th, 8 p.m. at the Long Beach Arena. Sly and the Family Stone, along with the big East Coast attraction Mountain, will appear for the wildest one-night show ever to hit this area.
Now, who out there remembers that station, and who was the DJ that just got finished talking? I tell you what, his initials are R.D. If you know that answer, call me up at 646-595-3338, 646-595-3338. And if you're from Pasadena, you know he's a teacher at John Muir High School. And he's also on KJLH on Saturdays. That's right. As we get into the last minutes of the show, we got 9 minutes left. We're going to get into a thing we call snippets. And we're going to go this way for you. Yeah.
Yeah. You got a great show going, and I'll be listening tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, and remember, tomorrow, 8 o'clock, yeah. Sunday. And, yeah. Hey,
wait a minute.
Good to talk to you. Yes?
You said yes. Mrs. Minerva be on next week?
Ms. Minerva will be on next week.
Okay.
She's waiting. She's waiting for you.
What?
Okay, hey, listen, I got a call. Cooking with Nicole is coming on in about a minute. Okay, I'll get back at you. Cooking with Nicole, how are you doing this evening?
I'm great. Sorry I'm a little late tonight. Had some cooking to finish up just now.
Okay, well, Nicole, we got a few minutes, so can you give us a quick rundown of what you got this evening?
Okay, yes. This is a nice little summertime recipe. It doesn't really have a name, but basically they're just barbecue ribs.
Barbecue ribs.
Yes, yes, yes. So what you need is a slab of pork spare ribs, and I like to season the ribs with garlic powder, pepper, salt, a little bit of seasoning salt. And I like to put a little bit of soy sauce on the ribs. And also I like to season it with brown sugar, a coat of brown sugar. And after
that sounds good.
It is. And after I do that, I use a fork and I'm pretty sure you guys have heard me say this before, but I like to stab the meat with the fork so that I know that all the seasoning and the soy sauce and the brown sugar gets inside of the meat. And it also makes it a little more juicy. And you can do this two ways. Sometimes I like to put the ribs in the oven for about 15 minutes. I noticed that when you do that first, sometimes your ribs come out, they come out more tender and they fall off the bone a little better. But if you don't want to do that, you can just go ahead and put the ribs on your charcoal grill and make sure those charcoal are not too hot. Make sure they're almost like gray or damn near gray, excuse my French, that they're gray
damn
when you put
gray.
It on. The key to cooking ribs.
Mm-hmm. Do you prefer charcoal over
propane? Yes. Yes. Okay. I was going to say that you could put them on a propane grill, but to me it just doesn't have that good old-fashioned barbecue smoked taste to it when you do it on your gas grill. That's just my opinion. Everybody's different.
Okay.
So for this recipe, I would say to use the charcoal and make sure that the charcoal are gray before you put on the ribs. Because the key to barbecuing, everybody probably knows, is to slow cook it. That's when it comes out the best. So you put those ribs on there and you basically have to let them slow cook for about 2 hours. Usually I do one side for 1 hour, flip it over, the other side for another hour. And this is at a very low heat, though, very, very low. Once you do that, take those ribs off, lather them in some barbecue sauce, and just pop them in the oven for about 10 minutes just so that the barbecue sauce can kind of coat the ribs, and then you have a perfect slab of ribs.
Okay, well, I'm going to remember that for the 4th of July. Listen, we got about a minute left. Now, we ain't even got a minute left. How can people contact you, Cookbook Nicole?
You can hit me at cookbooknicole@gmail.com or on Facebook, Nicole the Perfect Friend List.
Thank you very much, Nicole. Cookbook Nicole, we'll be looking forward to you next week. If you run across that talking with Terrell, let him know that I need to talk with him. All right?
Definitely. Definitely.
Thank you, and we'll see you next week.
All right.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Cooking with Nicole. You know, premier chef. He comes on the show and gives us some good recipes. Cooking with Nicole up there in Altadena, California.
Boom, 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 boom.
I'd like to thank everybody out there that tuned in tonight. All my friends out there, Kathy Lewis, Sydney, Tanya Allen, Jennifer, Cooking with Nicole, everybody, and all the listeners out there. And remember, tomorrow, 8 p.m., we'll have nothing but Donny D. Soul. Sonny, thank you very much, and we love everybody out there.
I love
I'm about to
see you
myself a little bit of
wine. Down the floor. When you're talking to me, that baby talk, I like it like that. Whoa!
You love me.